Besser and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. is extending its ceasefire with Iran at Pakistan's request as he waits for a unified proposal from the Islamic Republic. The announcement came as last-minute ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran looked uncertain and a two-week truce was set to expire Wednesday. The Justice Department has begun a legal probe of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The Alabama-based civil rights organization says that the Trump administration appears to be preparing legal action against it or its employees. The center's CEO, Brian Fair, says they paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups and gather information on their activities, often sharing it with law enforcement. Fair says the information was used to monitor threats of violence, adding that the program was kept quiet to protect the safety of informants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Democratic congresswoman has resigned before being punished in an ethics case.
Congresswoman Sheila Sherfluis McCormick is resigning. The Florida lawmaker is stepping down rather than be formally disciplined by the House as part of an ethics investigation into her use of campaign funds. Sherfluis McCormick says a House committee has denied her adequate time to prepare a defense. Members of the House Ethics Committee had been set to weigh what punishment to recommend after they found Sherfluis McCormick committed 25 violations of House rules and ethical standards. Sherfluis McCormick also faces federal criminal charges, accusing her of stealing $5 million in coronavirus disaster relief funds. She has denied any wrongdoing. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 293 points. The NASDAQ dropped 144. The S&P lower by 45. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about social media.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
48% of Americans ages 18 to 29 cannot name a single Nazi concentration camp. That's the finding of a new survey by the nonprofit Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. The poll also reveals 53% of the general U.S. population has encountered Holocaust denial or distortion while on social media. The conference is afraid that the memory of the Nazi genocide will fade as survivors pass away. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Shoppers accelerated their spending in March compared to February, but much of that money went for higher fuel costs.
A spike in gas prices resulted in a hefty 1.7% gain last month after a revised 0.7% increase in February, that according to the Commerce Department. The report marks the first readout on spending impacted by the war with Iran. Excluding gas prices, the growth was a slim 0.6%, helped along in part by government tax refunds and milder weather. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Apple CEO Tim Cook stepping down from the job. That ends a 15-year reign that saw the company's market value soar by more than $3.6 trillion. Anxiety over the U.S.-Iran war weighed on stock prices on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 293 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.